100% for us, it's fabrication. There was no order to make any attack. We don't have any chemical weapons. We gave up our arsenal a few years ago. Even if we have them, we wouldn't use them. And we had never used our chemical arsenal in our history.
So what happens is there?
As I said, the only source is Al-Qaeda. We cannot take it seriously. But our impression that the West, mainly the United States, is hand in glove with the terrorists. They fabricated the whole story in order to have a pretext for the attack.
So who, according to you, is responsible about this chemical attack?
The allegation itself by Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front, so we don't have to investigate who. They announced it. It's under their control, no one else. About the attack, as I said, it's not clear whether it happened or not. Because how can you verify a video? You have a lot of fake videos now. And you have the proof that those videos were fake, like the white helmets, for example. Al-Qaeda, they are a Nusra Front who shaved their beard, wore white hats, and appeared as humanitarian heroes, which is not the case. The same people were killing Syrian soldiers, and you have the proof on the internet anyway.